The views of the United States government.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday night angrily rebutted a special counsel's report investigating his possession of classified documents that highlighted longstanding concerns about his age and memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
That's
totally
bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Biden insisted his memory is fine and said he remains most qualified to be president. During his address, Biden also emphasized the report's conclusion that he would not face charges. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans, who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. We get more on this story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app.